And for me, at least, what's exciting about this is it's a body of work that's in flux. It's a practice that's in motion. This isn't a historical retrospective. It isn't trying to sort of create a definitive idea about what Florian has been up to for the last 6 years. It's really an attempt to sort of bring it into a kind of focus. New relationships, new conversations between the works that perhaps hadn't happened before, and that are temporal, i.e. one of the things I really like about exhibitions is that they're time-based. And the kind of combination, say, just of the two paintings in front of me may never happen again, but the exhibition allows works to interact with one another and create possible or third new meanings and readings. The exhibition is organized into four quarters, and playing off, although the spaces aren't identically sized, playing off this kind of idea of mirroring between the spaces, and then the temporary walls that we built create a kind of mirroring within each of the larger rooms. And I was very interested in the idea of this threshold, the doorway, being a kind of sort of fulcrum point for the visitor. So the visitor obviously here can come in from the elevator. I would imagine it's more common for people to come in from the bookshop steps. And that was a part of thinking about how the works are installed too. If you came into this room first, these are the earliest works in the exhibition. They're from 2018 and 2019. And so in the year after Florian left Düsseldorf's Kunstakademie. The Kunstakademie is quite unusual. It's quite unlike, it's very different to an American graduate program. As far as I understand, Florian, at the Kunstakademie in Düsseldorf, you can essentially stay there for a very long time. It's more like young professional artists working together alongside professors. And in this case, Florian's key professor, I would say, was the artist Peter Doig. He's a very old friend of mine from England. And he, I think, during his time teaching in Düsseldorf, mentored a really extraordinary group of younger artists, many of whom are coming to prominence now, including Florian. And I was very interested, even if, you know, even to a casual visitor, someone who might not be familiar with Florian's work or the history of his practice, that each of the rooms would have a kind of different tone or sensibility that I think was informed by biographical things, things that were going on in Florian's life at that time. So the works in this half of the exhibition, this room and the room next to us, were made in Germany. And then the works in this side of the room were made during the pandemic and after, but made within this decision Florian made to leave Germany, his home country, move to the United States. And what I think is interesting to think about, even if it's not explicitly addressed in the works, though I think it to some degree is, or at least subtly addressed in the work, is to think about what was going on in the world during the times that these paintings were made. And I think it's very much part of, it's embedded in the kind of DNA of Florian's work that he was being responsive, not only to his personal circumstances, but to a kind of wider social and cultural circumstances that the work was being made in. What I really like about the space here is that they can enter the exhibition either at the beginning or at the end. So they can come in to the most recent work, which has a kind of very different palette, very different kind of chromatic register. It's almost kind of hallucinogenic. This use of these kind of extremely vivid colors in Florian's work has only happened fairly recently. And or they might come in at this end. And the mood's quite somber. This kind of tonal ranges of gray. And somewhere between those two ideas, between this sort of kind of almost like a subdued melancholia in the paintings here, there's a sort of nocturnal, not exactly, but they conjure up a kind of nocturnal world. And then at the end where you see this kind of much more vivid, almost too bright world, somewhere between those two ideas, I think a lot's happened, not just for Florian, but also in the world. And I think the work is responsive and reflective of those things. There's a kind of unresolvedness to where we find ourselves. And I think a lot of that is animated in Florian's works. For me, a lot of it is kind of a revelation. And I think one of the things that I really like to be able to see is when you look through to the other galleries from these four different positions, and you can connect 2018 in Düsseldorf to 2021 in New York, 2019 and 20 in Düsseldorf to 2022, 23 now, and start to create new conversations across time. And start to think about The way that Florian's work has developed, the way that Florian's ideas continue to unfold, the way that he continues to, I think, complicate the paintings for himself and then subsequently for us, I found a kind of generational jolt in the sense that I felt I recognized what was going on in Florian's work in terms of its aesthetics. It conjured up a kind of complicated and interesting art history. We might think of something like Goya, a painter like Soutine, all kinds of things. German painting, say, of the 70s and 80s, someone like Baselitz or many others. And I know that, you know, Florian was influenced by Baselitz when he started painting. Even the work of, say, a self-taught artist or outsider artist, there's some of that kind of sensibility in his work. So all of these kind of aesthetic things conjured up a set of historical precedents for me. But there was this other feeling I had when I first encountered his work, is that I was outside of the work, that the work generationally wasn't of my generation, and that there were aspects to the work that I just didn't seem to necessarily understand or read correctly. And I think especially in this sort of group of early paintings where you see these youths interacting with one another, the more paintings from this series. And you know, for me at least, as an older person, I thought, Clockwork Orange, there's this kind of sort of menace of this kind of sort of hooligans. But that didn't seem quite right, and it clearly isn't right. There's something else going on in this. It's about this idea of the relationship between the individual, perhaps the artist, the self-portrait, and the relationship we create with our peers, with our friends, how we create community for ourselves, and how that sense of community shapes our identity.